This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of angry people walking around today. We seem to be living in an age of anger. A disabled woman drove her car into the disabled car spot, only to return and find this abusive note on a windscreen. I witnessed you and your able-bodied daughter get out of the car. You've got no sign of any disability. I will report you. Well, mild-mannered people sometimes say, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Nobody ever gets into trouble for feeling angry, but people get into trouble for what they do when they feel angry. And I think that's the main point here. In itself, anger is not bad. It's the way we treat it that can cause immense problems. Some people have trouble turning it off or dealing with it the right way. Chronic, ongoing anger can be very damaging. It can tear down your relationships, your job, social life, reputation, even your health. So has your heart been singed by this scalding anger? Has holding on to bitterness caused you deep regret? Has the moment of rage left a permanent scar and broken the spirit, say, of a close friend of yours? I think these are real questions that need a good and helpful answer. I think it's true to say we don't set out to hurt others by our anger. We don't mean to lash out, but when we do, it's like a bomb that explodes and damages everything and everybody around us. But there is hope. We have a God who sees what's going on, wants to help us deal with these issues. The Bible got some really good advice in Proverbs 22 that says, do not befriend someone given to anger or hang around with a hothead. Odds are you'll learn his ways, become angry as well, and get caught in the trap. That's a new translation, by the way. I like that advice because it rings true. If all your friends are angry, you'll probably become a hothead yourself and get caught in a destructive trap. And God's word tells me there's a heavy price to pay. And Jesus' words, they have a great sense of integrity. In Matthew 6, every day has enough trouble of its own. Don't let build-up anger extend into becoming tomorrow's problem. We do pay a high price because anger destroys relationships. It's obvious, isn't it? Uncontrolled anger is deadly to relationships like marriage because it undermines trust and respect. A husband and wife can ride out the occasional storm as long as the level of trust is not demolished. But unbridled anger destroys a good marriage. To open my life to another person is to make me vulnerable. Random outbursts of raw anger can be terrifying. We all get annoyed. Anger is that emotional reaction to what feels like an injustice. If a partner has betrayed you or hurt you, it's natural to feel angry. On the other hand, raging over small incidents, such as towels not being folded in a special way or the toothpaste caps not on, or losing it when your partner doesn't like the same music like you do, this sort of thing is unhealthy. And God, through the work of the Holy Spirit inside, can bring about a change. And there needs to be a change before there's too much damage. Again, in Proverbs 29, verse 22 says, a hothead provokes quarrels, and one mastered by anger commits all kinds of sins. Now, some people say, look, all I was doing was venting or letting off steam. Now, that can be a cop-out. In a loving marriage, you learn how to hold back and to control your emotions. Otherwise, your anger will do great harm to the marriage relationship. Another way anger is used destructively is when you internalize or bury your anger inside. It's called internalizing. And internalizing your anger is just as wrong as blowing up and venting it on your spouse. The Apostle Paul taught in Ephesians 4:26, if you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Get over it quickly. To allow the sun to go down on your wrath means that you've not resolved what you're angry about. The command that God says, he doesn't want you to allow anger to boil in your heart even for one night. He wants you to deal quickly with your anger. Resolve whatever it is that's causing that before you go to sleep. You know, sometimes the best thing to do is just stop a conversation when you realize it's getting out of control. When you hear the volume start to rise and your words or your mate's words turn harsh or disrespectful, it's time out. Calm down. It can help your anger from escalating to the point where you both become irrational. Heavenly Father, this is an issue, Lord, that many of us deal with. The explosive nature of anger. Help us to calm down, Lord, and to just trust you to be calm, sensible, and rational. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.